This is episode number 2026 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, August 5th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, it's time for some Who Cares News with Morgan. Get with the program. The show's already started.
Well, it's
do your yawning on your own.
That's the crap I don't care about.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right. What's going on?
Well, Kendall Jenner is being sued by Italian fashion company Lujo.
Oh?
Lujo.
Yeah.
Lujo. For breach of contract. Now, originally, Kendall agreed to, and she participated in, the first of two photo shoots with the designer back in 2019.
Okay.
And she agreed to finish up in March of 2020 in London.
However,
but, you know, pandemic.
Yeah. Not a lot got done in 2020.
Well, hold on. Let me tell you the story.
Tell me the story.
All right. Story time. We should call it the Who Cares Story Time.
Can I get my teddy?
So,
my
blankie? You know, well, you could.
My binky.
It's just right under your desk. You can get it out.
All right. Go ahead.
So you can, I'll keep talking. You can get it. You can fish it out from under
Teddy.
The desk.
Teddy.
All right. So, and you can't borrow mine. So, anyway, you know, prohibition of traveling. Well, you got my drift.
Yeah.
All right. So now the designer claims that Kendall not only refuses to confirm a reschedule, but she is no longer taking their calls. Ghosting.
Uh-oh.
And they've already paid her $1.35 million
for
the job.
That is chump change for her. That is chump change. Yeah.
You know, you go and you smile for the camera and you get paid millions of dollars.
But she's Kendall. We like Kendall. She worked on the Property Brothers.
Oh, yeah. She's the only one.
She was the one that was swinging a sledgehammer.
That's
true. So she's worth $1.3 million.
Okay, if you say so. Ain't coming
Nobody
out.
Nobody else helped.
It ain't coming out of my check.
No,
that's what
of
I
course.
Can tell you.
You don't have it.
All right, so
check,
now.
What check?
So now they have terminated the contract for breach and seeking $1.8 million.
Well, sure. Why not?
Now, Kendall's reps state the suit is without merit and that she's attempted to reschedule many times.
Okay.
Naturally.
Okay.
However,
yeah.
Lujo did catch wind of the fact that Kendall was in Italy last fall working for a different designer, supposedly couldn't travel.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
And now they're plenty upset that she didn't get to disclose this competitor, nor did she attempt to complete the photo shoot while in Europe.
Kendall, you can't get by with... Well, maybe she can.
Maybe she can.
She's got people. She's got people that'll make it work.
We'll see. We'll see how this turns out.
It'll all go away.
Or
maybe
curious.
They'll throw money at it. Maybe she decided, you know what, Lujo, you didn't live up to the promise of being a great designer.
Maybe.
I mean, she is Kendall Effin Jenner. She's the most highly paid model in the world, I believe.
It's just because of her name.
And the sledgehammer. I think the sledgehammer did a lot of good. I do.
Okay.
I mean, you know, she's pumping iron with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, that could be.
Nothing like a woman doing real...
You love women and tools.
Real tools and working on construction and
junk. Whoa. All the hoopla on who's going to be the next Jeopardy host.
Yeah.
And people, you know, some people who guest hosted, they didn't want the job, but they didn't want a guest host.
Sure. Like Aaron Rodgers.
And Katie Couric. But
yeah,
there's some people who were co-hosting who wanted the job.
Guest hosting.
You
said co-hosting. They don't have co-hosts on the Jeopardy. That's
right,
the Mike Douglas show. Right. They used to have co-hosts on the Mike Douglas show.
So you say the word this time, and I'll say the word next time.
Well, that's what we do. It is what it is. Yeah, no, LeVar Burton, you know, had a big internet thing that he, like...
Mayim Bialik.
Mayim wants to be host. And,
okay, so there's a lot of people who would like to, but when it comes down to it, all the hoopla they put us through, they probably already knew. And it's underwhelming.
It's the word underwhelming. Who are we talking
Mike
about?
Mike Richards.
The, the executive producer
yes.
wants to be the host.
And he really didn't have that great of a showing.
Well, no. I mean, he's the executive producer. He didn't have charisma. He didn't have anything.
Well, he's done Beauty and the Geek before.
Yeah,
and stuff
so
like
what?
That. But
he's no Ken Jennings, I say.
No, he's no Ken Jennings. And he doesn't bring the people's personalities out very well. It's
well, it's kind of Jeopardy. Now, think about this for a second. What you just said doesn't bring the people's personalities very much. There are no personalities on
Yes,
Jeopardy.
There are.
They're
hey,
all
Alex
smart
Trebek
asses.
It.
Yeah, what he could.
Anyway.
Here's a school marm from Wisconsin. She's won $16,000.
But he was at least warm.
Yeah, well, yeah.
This guy is kind of...
This guy is no Alex Trebek.
No.
I mean, I get that. Well, none of them are. None of them are. Nobody's going
to Anyway, so he is in advanced negotiations.
Ooh.
To take over.
King World is talking to him. Okay, that's interesting.
So, you know, for some people, it's like... Okay, all that, and
I thought it was interesting that he even guest hosted because he's a behind the scenes guy, right? Executive producer.
Right.
He's a behind the scenes dude.
And not that
it's
many
like,
people liked him. He's not high on the
like,
list.
No, dude, this is not good. It's not going to end well. I say yeah, Jeopardy, producers of Jeopardy, don't clear out your contact list of these other people because you
maybe,
will have to grovel to get some of them. But
maybe
they are
the other people wanted more money.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
This is a pretty big show. It is Jeopardy. They
yeah.
got money. You know?
Yeah, they do.
You know, and it's King World owns that and Wheel of Fortune. That's why you always see them together.
Of course.
Yeah, they're owned by the same company. So that anyway. All right.
But, okay, so why pick the executive producer?
Well, that's the thing. I think they had this in all along because when I was scratching my head when they said he was going to fill in for 3 weeks, he got the longest run of anybody. Remember, he got 3 weeks. Everybody else got two or one.
It's a setup.
It's all been a setup all along. You know who's
string
in on this?
String this along on
oh
the setup.
Oh, my God. I bet Vanna White's in on this and Pat Sajak, too. It's all their fault. We're going to blame them. Mike Richards.
Man,
oh
it's like...
This is so underwhelming.
Taking us for
you
a
said
ride.
The word underwhelming.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Underwhelming.
I want some overwhelming... vibes in my life now, so I will go to my Zen place, my Hallie place.
I knew that was coming.
Hallie
Berry.
More Who Cares tomorrow.
Has
Have a great
boyfriend.
Day. And yeah, she does. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.